actually have taken the consideration of the effect from just the beginning of the week there, and passed on a letter to Donegal County Council and Minister of Meetings Register. And this is with the intention in the near future, I would like to retire my position as a county councillor on Donegal County Council.
And I'm sure this wasn't an easy decision for yourself.
Well, put it to you this way, that actually, long before I went on the council, I was very active and would say assisting people to get what would have been their rights over the years. And it was always important if I could do something for somebody that might be in a difficulty acquiring what, in many cases, they would be entitled to. So therefore, I stood for Donegal County Council for the one reason, hoping that it'd be very effective in providing, for say, opportunities for people that otherwise would go unnoticed and they wouldn't get what they deserved.
And are there any plans now in place for a successor?
Well, as well as that, it's named in the paper this week as well, the proposed successor as well, who would be a nephew of mine, and who I would think would be quite able to represent the people, because look, first and foremost, if you're a county councillor and you're elected, the people always come before yourself for your own intentions or needs, if you like. So I always reckon there are people out there, unfortunately, even yet, like, that's in need of medical, social welfare, and a whole lot of other benefits, that it's very difficult to get as well. And you nearly, they would nearly wonder in some cases why they've been deprived. I mean, as recent as this week, like, I've had somebody here that was with me that, in my estimation, should be provided for by the service, and that is looking for a benefit that she was entitled to and couldn't get. And I contend that over the years, it's wrong. That's wrong in two aspects. One of them will say, even if you can go for medical treatment as a private patient, you can be seen practically straight away. If you're a public patient, you can wait 3 to 5 years. And if you only look at the waiting list at Letterkenny Hospital, that would prove what I say. And I was even suggesting recently, when you talk about the needs of people, because everybody knows about health and well-being, and I prioritise that as being important for every individual, never mind about wealth. Wealth's not important, because I'll tell you, the services that are supposed to be there should be available equally across the board, and therefore a public patient should not have to wait 3 to 5 years before they can be seen, because that's the situation to me. There's a basic for people, and even under the constitution where we treat our people equally, it's too bad if they can go and pay and they can go to Elton McGilvin, they can go to Ballykelly, they can go to Belfast and go elsewhere for treatment. And I was proposing that a scheme should be set up where we would appoint somebody in authority to make all the arrangements for them with a revolving fund that would do all the necessary facilities to facilitate them get the procedure that they needed, and that they would sign a form that when the grant would come through into the National Treatment Purchase Fund or either on the cross-border case as well, that that money would return back to the fund. So it's quite a simple operation, and all it would do is if they put it in place, and I raised it as friends of the hospital there recently too as well, thinking that would say they, with funding and so on, could provide the funding necessary to provide like the equivalent of a revolving fund. So if you look at, first and foremost, my role as a county councillor has always been for the people who could not avail of services that they deserve to be able to get under the constitution, that I could assist them in some way of getting that more effective and readily available to them equally as well through across the board.